from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We just had a Hall of Fame discussion in the previous segment. Not a discussion that's going to put Seth and I in the Hall of Fame. I meant we were talking about the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That wasn't me bragging like, man, that was a Hall of Fame discussion you and I just had. Our busts ready for the Radio Hall of Fame. We were talking about dogs. We were talking about Andre and the Hall of Fame and some other things. And then Antonio Brown's name came up. I think Antonio Brown, by the Pro Football Hall of Fame's criteria, is a Hall of Famer. I think he's a horrible person, but a Hall of Fame football player. And that's all they care about is the football side. And great text. Guys, can you imagine an Antonio Brown induction speech?
Oh, No, I don't. I don't even know that I can.
I think it would be amazing.
Do you think it would, like, amazing in a
train wreck kind of way? Yes.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
he's a very, he is a, like, he's charismatic, you know, like, even when he's saying crazy things, when you see him in sit down interviews, you're like, okay, there's a boy, this is a different human being.
Yeah.
This is a different, I don't know. He's not a dog. He's not a human. He's just, I don't know what he is, but this is a different type of human. Yeah,
I can't, when he's talking, I can't stop listening. He's like, he, whatever it is he's saying, he says a lot of weird stuff, man.
There's no way to predict exactly what a Hall of Fame speech would be like for him, because I think on any given day, you get a different version of Antonio Brown.
I feel like he would turn in one version and then just get up at that podium and just start shooting, man. Just like go.
He would make a lot of, he would, shooting from the hip, you mean?
Yes.
Like, okay, yeah, not literally.
No.
Okay.
No, he's not.
That's one thing he's managed to steer clear of is any gun charges. I don't think, I can't
recall.
As far
as I know.
He's more lethal with a couch than he is a Colt 40.
Yeah. I mean, he's been involved in potential death situations, but they haven't involved firearms. I think you're right. So Ryan Clark, former teammate of Antonio Brown, he's now part of ESPN, has the Pivot podcast. He was on Get Up last week, and he had three bold predictions for the upcoming season, and I think Texan fans are going to love this first one.
All right, so Houston Texans, they're going to the AFC Championship, and I've told you guys this the entire time. And I believe that they have an opportunity to win it. When you look at this team and the way they set themselves up throughout the offseason, I believe Nick Caserio, the GM, he believes this as well. You don't go out and acquire Stephon Diggs if you don't. You don't add those pieces defensively. And so I expect to see this team playing in the last Sunday of the conference championship.
They are definitely, to his point, Seth, behaving in the offseason like a team that thinks they should be in the AFC Championship game this year, for
they're
sure.
They're behaving like a team?
Yeah, but like, I mean, like Nick Caserio, maybe behaving.
Oh, as far as, yeah,
like
okay,
what they've been
yeah.
doing this offseason.
Yeah, sorry, immediately I meant to just like, wait, the players themselves, okay, don't get too cocky.
Conducting themselves,
yeah. As far as, they've, like Nick, he went for it.
Yeah.
He was really aggressive in free agency. One of our listeners asked me to explain the cap because I was saying you can't spend it all in 1 year. And he said, well, don't teams spend up close to the cap? Yeah, when I say you can't spend it all in 1 year, I mean, if you go super irresponsible, spending aggressively, you got to push a lot of money off into the future. You're like, it's like irresponsible credit card purchases. It comes back to bite you. So there's no hard limit into how much you can spend in 1 year. But the Texans were very aggressive in spending a lot, and like if when it comes to signing even more like Justin Simmons or anything, it could veer into that category of, all right, this is irresponsible and it's going to be hard. You've got CJ for hopefully the next 15 years. You want to get as many cracks at the, you want to get as many swings of the bat as possible in any given year. If you go out and sign all the free agents that you possibly can in 1 year, it's going to come back to bite you in a couple years.
Yeah.
But they were very aggressive in free agency.
They were aggressive, but to your point, they've not done anything to damage themselves long-term in this process.
They've spent on lucrative but short-term contracts. Sure. Danielle Hunter, two-year, virtually 100% guaranteed contract. So you can, you know, as Danielle Hunter gets into his closer to his mid-30s, you're not stuck with that contract with an aging player. Like the guys who did it irresponsibly were the Bills, in some respects, with the Von Miller contract.
Right.
Like, they gave Von Miller a huge multi-year contract, and then Von Miller got old, you know, and just started getting injured. They had some kind of off-field incident, which is neither here nor there, but, like, it just, that was, and that, now the Bills are paying the price for that. Now their young quarterback has a bunch of nobody's and you know is the in the receiving arsenal.
Yeah. Bills are an example, and I think the Browns are a great example of a team that is completely damaged themselves both in the cap realm and in the draft pick realm. They haven't had a first round pick in 3 years, and they're reportedly about to trade for Brandon Ayuk, which I have a hard time believing the draft capital going back in that deal is going to be, you know, minimal draft capital, although Amari Cooper is supposed to be going back if they make that trade in that deal as well. Let's get to the other two Ryan Clark predictions. This one kind of has a little tangential Texans flavor to it. Take a listen.
Jaden Daniels is going to have that C.J. Stroud type of year. He's going to be that guy that we're talking about going into next year with a chance to launch himself into the upper echelon of quarterbacks. I just left Commanders camp, and everyone is raving about the person he is, and we've already seen the player.
Nice.
Okay, so with Jaden Daniels, what's that?
Stroud-like. Yeah.
Childlike. Well, I think it would be more Joe Burrow-like if Jaden Daniels has a really good rookie career in that, or rookie season, in that these are both guys that transferred to LSU. Jaden Daniels had already been a starter, but Jaden Daniels was a different quarterback at LSU than he had been before. Part of it was he started working with LSU, to their credit, went out and worked with this group from Germany that does simulation for sports practice. Mm. And it is like next level stuff. And the LSU football program was working like side by side as this team that this German group that had done this for soccer players already wanted to get into football. So they like worked with the LSU staff on creating the most realistic virtual reality training system you could have. And Jaden Daniels was apparently just like a video game addict with this. And it changed the way he processed and everything else. And I think there's, just like with Joe Burrow, there's a little bit of like, okay, we've been burned before by guys who had one really good, you know,
LSU
high draft
season.
Pick caliber season type. We've been burned by guys that have had one good college season before. They've kind of turned back into pumpkins. I think Jaden Daniels has the potential to be that guy. Like Joe Burrow substantially changed his game when he went to LSU.
Yeah.
And then the proof was in the pudding. He was that guy when he got to the NFL.
Yep.
And Jaden Daniels wasn't as highly regarded as Joe Burrow was as a prospect, but I think there is an element there where there's still people. I think there's some of the good stuff he did last year people didn't quite want to acknowledge and didn't want to quite give him the credit for it.
Yeah.
Because he also, just like Joe Burrow, had awesome receivers he was throwing to.
Yes. Yes. So we'll see. I love Jaden Daniels' game. I love his game. Now, Stroud-like rookie year, we'll see. Like, CJ, that's the gold standard. You can't just throw that around, like, just because a guy has a good rookie year. Like, CJ had an amazing rookie year. Like, that's a high bar to clear for any of these guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Last one, and I said there's Texans connections with all of these predictions from Ryan Clark. Last one, this is about the Pittsburgh Steelers and Justin Fields.
Justin Fields is going to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs. That's right. That means first, he has to become the starter, which he is. And then when he becomes the starter, he has to get into the playoffs, which he is. Mike T always feels a competent team, a competitive team. Now he's going to have a dynamic playmaker at quarterback, and they will be in the playoffs.
Okay, there you go. Ryan Clark, former Steeler, putting the Steelers in the playoffs. The tide of the Texans there is that the Texans get first crack at Justin Fields and Russell Wilson this Friday.
I'm as excited about this preseason game as I have been in a long time about a preseason game, partly just because they're playing the Steelers.
Yeah.
And the Steelers, so for a lot of the issues that the Texans have right now, you know, or questions that you have about them, I think we're going to face they're going to face a Steelers team that has a head coach just like D'Amico Ryans who prizes physicality in the training camps. I think he usually plays his starters. Mike Tomlin plays his starters at least one preseason game. I'm guessing this year it'll be two because they're trying to figure out what they have in their starting quarterbacks.
Yep.
So they're going to get a couple of whoever the Texans' starting defense plays. It's going to be a guy that's not just treating this like, well, just another preseason game. It's a guy that's fighting for a starting quarterback
job. Who do you, of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, who do you hope, as a Texan fan, who do you hope the Steelers start? I think they're going to start Russell Wilson, but if you could choose, for the sake of the Texans, which one would you rather face?
I think Justin Fields, for his youthful mobility, where Russell Wilson is still mobile, but not the same way that he once was. I think that Justin Fields is the one that's still supposed, can still kind of put a hurting on you, scrambling to buy time or anything like that, where the Texans face a lot of mobile quarterbacks this year.
Yes.
And
out of the shoot, just, they do. They face Anthony Richardson in week one.
Some of the things that, you know, you're not going to see their full game plan or anything, but that element of it, I want to see how they fare versus Justin Fields.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. John Harris is in Ohio at Texans practice. Good reports yesterday out of Texans practice for the offensive side of the ball. We'll get Johnny's take on that, find out what he saw, and he'll help get us set up for the next day of practice. And as we pointed out, they play the Steelers on Friday, the Texans do. We'll talk about that with Texan sideline reporter John Harris up next. Stay there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.